Welcome, 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 and thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Anime's Anime. Today, we've got a very special guest, Fly Hinata, cosplayer and business owner of Lumika Cosplay Resale. So, stay tuned.
This is Stony here.
It's Crimson.
And this is Ferris.
And welcome to another episode of Anime's Anime. I'm so excited for this episode, y'all, because we have Leah from Lumika with us. Yay!
Yay!
Wow! Welcome!
Air horn.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited to be here with all of you. It's just super exciting.
Yay! Yay!
Happy that you are here. So we get to deep dive and get to know all about you, which is, you know, the best part.
Yes.
So to kick it off, let's tell us about yourself. So who is Leah Fly Hinata and what's your sign? Or do you know your big three?
Okay, I do not know my big three, but I am a Leo. I think that shows. I just I love pink and sparkles. I always have like big hair, so I feel like very, very lion energy.
Lioness.
Yes, giving.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm Fly Hinata. It's inspired by Hinata from Haikyuu. He's one of my favorite characters. And when I was first getting into cosplay, I just like was so inspired by him because like I'm also short, like I'm 4'11". And he's like 5'3", which is like really short for a volleyball player. So I was like, wow, he's just like me for real. So I ended up picking Fly Hinata as my username. And yeah, I've been cosplaying for, I think like 8 years now, like since like 2015. So nice. I've been in the game for a little while now. But yeah, I pretty much cosplay anything from like video games to like any sports anime. I really like idol stuff and magical girls. So yeah, that's pretty much me.
I love that. Ooh, I want to ask a side question. Who's your favorite magical girl?
My favorite magical girl. I'm a classic girl. I like Sakura from Cardcaptor Sakura.
Period. And that's why I fuck with you. That's
She's
my girl.
So good. She's just so good. Like so much of Lumika's branding is like inspired by magical girls and like Cardcaptor. So yeah, it's in our DNA.
I think we share that because I think I was telling the girls earlier that everything I do is Sailor Moon inspired, and I'm like, I really can't help it.
Oh, I see that Crimson Moon and the little Moony. I see it.
I
you. I love that.
Yes, magical girls assemble.
Yes.
Assemble.
Sorry. I love the motherfuckers, though. So okay.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, so we talked about the type of content you create in regards to Lumika, but can you give us more about Lumika? Tell us the tea about it.
Yeah, so Lumika Cosplay Resale is a secondhand cosplay resale marketplace where cosplayers can buy and sell new, used, unworn cosplay. You can pretty much sell like any part of a costume on Lumika. You can sell wigs, you can sell costumes, you can even sell props or even fabric that you might not have like finished a cosplay with. Yeah, because like there's not a lot of places where you can like get rid of that like extra fabric that you might not have like finished a project with. So I was like, okay, we need a spot for this. Like we need somewhere where we can like get, like we can trade fabric and like sell fabric that we're not using for a project anymore. And it's really exciting. We've hit like over 2,200 users as of March. Wow.
Congratulations.
Thank on
you.
That.
It's our second anniversary. We were founded in February of 2021. So it's just been really exciting. We've rehomed like 800 items, I think, at this point. So that's it's lovely. Been popping. Nice. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's been a really exciting time. We've been like gaining a lot of traction and a lot more user signups every single day. So I'm expecting it to grow by a lot.
Period. It's going to pop.
Okay. The streets need you.
Mm-hmm. The streets need it. Yes.
The streets need you. And so I'm glad that we could be here to preach the good Lumikai world.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I was like inspired really by like, I went to Japan in 2019 and they actually have their own like cosplay resale shops where you can just like go in and you can buy like secondhand costumes. They had like this wig bin that was like $1 wigs and they were like nice wigs too.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, why don't we have something like that? Like we deserve something where we can buy like secondhand costumes, and if people mm-hmm. want to sell like $1 to $5 wigs on Lumika, which they have, then we should be able to do that. And there should be like, because like, I mean, there are like those flea markets I think at cons sometimes where you can like buy secondhand stuff, but like I wanted like a real like centralized location online for mm-hmm. cosplay resale. Yeah,
I think mm-hmm. that's really cool, especially because like I've looked at the website and I like that there's an accessories, because sometimes it's like I like building my own costume. I don't sew, but like I kind of just like closet play where I take pieces and merge mm-hmm. them together. However, I don't want to buy the costume just to get the accessories for it, because I don't want to make the accessories because I don't know how to do that. But now I see that that's an option there. So that's really cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. Like, for example, I was like, oh, you know, like Power from Chainsaw Man, like her mm-hmm. horns are just mm-hmm. so cute. And I'm like, I just want to wear those just like for fun, just because. So I love the accessories section too.
Yeah.
And I think it's cool that like people can put up requests and stuff too. Like I know you guys, maybe you guys have this. I'm in search of this. Help me out.
Yeah, you know, like Genshin Impact is so huge right now. And like so many people are like buying the cosplays, like shipping them from overseas. But like if we can cut down on the amount of costumes that like need to be made and like the waste that's being put into the world and just like kind of circulating those costumes within the community, I feel like it's a lot better than like having new costumes be made at like, you know, like cheap costs. So yeah, just trying to make the cosplay community a better place through little ways, like making my business. So yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's very dope.
And eco-friendly.
Very dope. So on to the fun questions. I like asking this. Well, we like asking this question. So for anime, what are you watching currently? Yeah, season one.
Just whatever.
Yeah, just whatever. Girl, what you watching?
Yeah, so like I'm honestly catching up on like a lot of stuff from previous seasons because I haven't had time to watch as much, but I just finished watching Sasaki and Miyano, which is this like really cute BL. Oh my god, it's so cute.
So cute.
I love the fluffy stuff, but also I love like the kind of like twisted like dark series too. I recently watched Moriarty the Patriot, which was really good. Ooh. That was fun. And then I just finished Jujutsu Kaisen. I was like kind of late on the train, but you know, never too late.
Yeah, always need more people to join Jujutsu Kaisen. And also, like, don't rush yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be there. It ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, it's definitely not going nowhere. And there's a movie, so you can, like, enjoy it just as much.
Yeah, I finished it so that I could watch the movie. And then I was like, oh, my God, Yuta, I love him. So.
Yes, I do. I was just gushing about him.
That's my little baby.
That's my boy now.
Apple. Yeah.
He's so good.
He's so good. What was your first anime and manga that you that got you into anime? And what are your favorites, like all-time favorites?
All right, so the first anime that I ever watched, I'm not going to count, like, Pokemon, because, like, I feel like a lot of people watch that just because it's, like, on 4Kids. But, like, my first anime that I think I went out of my way to watch was Dragon Ball Z. I'm a Dragon Ball Z girly. I watched it when I was like really young. And I've just enjoyed watching it over the years. But like, I don't know. I haven't been keeping up with the new stuff, but it's just like a classic for me. I just really enjoyed it. It's like the first like real shonen thing that I watched. And I feel mm-hmm. like I've just continued to like shonen over time, like My Hero and, you know, Kimetsu no Yaiba. So yeah. In terms of like my favorite all time though, my favorite anime is Code Geass.
Yes, let's fucking go.
I love Lelouch. Lelouch, that is my husband. That is my everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so I really love Code Geass. It like got me into like mecha and I really enjoyed watching more like mecha stuff like Gundam. I am really into idol series, so I like Idolish 7, which is like a anime about these like idol guys that go through various struggles in the music industry, and it's really interesting, and I definitely recommend anyone who likes sports anime should definitely check it out. I'm a big sports anime fan, so I love Haikyuu, and Suritama is another one. It's a fishing anime, so yeah, I love things that have characters that like bond together in order to fight the big evil, whether that's like an actual monster or it's like the opposing team.
So
real, yeah.
So yeah, I watch pretty much a little bit of everything here and there. So yeah.
Nice. I like that. Great team. It's nice to have a variety of mm-hmm. like, shows because just builds the palette. Built the palette.
Yeah, and like makes like for me, I also do like game dev in like my free time, so I feel like watching like different kinds of anime from different genres like helps me to be a better storyteller. So yeah,
I like that.
Me too. I like that. And now I wanted to know, you talked a little bit about where your inspiration for Lumika came from, but how did you come up with the name Lumika?
Yeah, so I'm Black and Filipino, and so I kind of wanted to like pay homage to my heritage, and Lumika means to invent or to create in Tagalog, so I picked Lumika as the name, and then I was like, okay, for SEO purposes, people need to know what this actually is, so I added cosplay resale to it, and so now we have Lumika cosplay resale, and it flows.
It has a nice ring to it,
yes.
Yeah, so that's where it comes from.
Do your friends buy from Lumika, and or how do they support you?
Yeah, when I first started Lumika, like the first thing that I did was I reached out to like all of my friends and like my cosplay friends, and I was like, does this even sound like a good idea? Like, is this even a thing that you think would be useful to you? And everyone was like really supportive, like, yeah, like I'm tired of using Twitter threads, I'm tired of having to post on Instagram. And mm-hmm. yeah, so a lot of them were like my beta testers, and they helped me to like figure out what features we needed, like what categories we were gonna have, and it was like super helpful for just like getting like the minimum viable product, basically, of like, okay, we have a website and people can buy things and they can sell things, and then later on we added more features like size and different things to like make it better, and then we did like a full launch. So they've helped me in like a lot of ways of just like adding their own listings, but also they like buy for themselves. My girlfriend is the one who designed our logo, so she's like supported me with like graphic design stuff. My sister has helped with like doing some like art assets, and like I've just like had like so many like amazing people in my like circle who are like really supporting me and like cheering me on. So it's been really nice just like have a thing that is my own, but it's like supported so strongly by like my community of like friends and family. So it's been really awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome. It sounds like you have
a
great support system. That's
mm-hmm.
We love to hear that.
Yeah, it's been really nice. Like everyone like has been just super supportive. Even like on my like individual cosplay account, whenever I post it, like people reposting it, like it's small things like that that like makes such a big difference because I mean, it's a cosplay specific business and you know how word gets around in the cosplay community. It's word of mouth. It's sharing to your Instagram story. It's retweeting on Twitter. It's sharing in a TikTok video. So when people do things like that, it might seem really small, but it's like such a huge help to just like getting the word out about my business. So it's been really nice to have that kind of support too.
That's really awesome.
I wanted to ask, what made you want to make your own like specific store, virtual front, as opposed to just making like, Depop, eBay, those other resale sites? What made you just like, no, I want it to be my own thing that people work through?
Okay, so I work in social media. Like, I'm a social media manager, like, in my day job. And honestly, social media made me evil. Like, I just got so tired of it. And I'm someone who probably makes, I'd say, like 40% of my cosplays, and I buy the other 60%. And like, buying in Facebook groups, like, trying to chase people for, like, hey, is this thing still available? Like, can I still buy this thing? Oh no, it's already sold, but it was still up on your
But it's still
post.
up. Yeah.
Yeah, or like on Twitter, like, oh, you're selling this in a thread, but your DMs aren't open. Wow, you already sold it and now I'm disappointed. Or like, I don't know. I just wanted to like create a place that was catered for cosplayers and that was like really, I could call it my own, where I could like figure out exactly what cosplayers needed. Like, for example, like with Depop and eBay and Mercari, like they're all fine for selling cosplay, right? But they're not specifically catered to cosplayers. Like, there's like things that cosplayers want to know about a costume before buying it. And if you can figure that out at a glance because the website is useful, then I feel like that's like a helpful tool for like people in the community. So like you can see exactly what like the bust, a waist, and hip measurements are on Lumika. You can see if it's like it comes from a smoke-free or pet-free home. You can see, can you ship internationally? All of those questions that you might have to DM someone to ask are now cut out. Like you don't have to worry about that because we require you to answer them. So I was just like, yeah, I'm fed up. I'm fed up with having to, deal with like social media and like the barriers that comes with it. So let's have a place of our own. And the Lolita community actually has a website called Lace Market. And I took inspiration from them as well, because they have their own place where people can sell their Lolita outfits secondhand. And I was like, we need something like that. Cosplayers, we deserve better. We deserve this. So
Shit, we need this for the burlesque community. I might have
Oh my
to
God, that would be
hit you up
nice.
because, like,
Yeah.
costumes are so expensive, and it's like everybody makes the joke, like, oh, I spend a lot of money to look this cheap, but it's like rhinestones aren't cheap, corsets aren't cheap. You gain a little weight, you can't fit into your old costume. I'm not buying a whole new costume, and it's almost burlesque can be a little classist where it's like they want your costumes to look a certain way. So you don't get to perform as much or as the places that you might want to be because your costumes aren't quote unquote up to par. In my city, in my burlesque community, and I'm sure this happens in other places too, but once a year we'll have a meetup and trade clothes or sell them if we're not using them anymore. But if we had a website like that, that would be
That'll
popping.
be really cool.
Yeah, hit me up because I'd be more than happy to help you like see if you can figure out how to set up one for the burlesque community. Cause it wasn't difficult. Like it
Yeah.
like there was basically like a template website called ShareTribe that like helped me set up the basics of it. And so yeah, I mean, I'm not a business major. I do not have a business background, but like I had a will, and when there's a will, there's a
There's a
way. So
way.
I figured it out. I didn't code the whole website myself at all. Like I used a template. So it's possible. So hit me up.
Yes. I got you.
So before you said that you had like a 40-60 way about coming to put together your cosplays. So you, what was it again? 40% you make, the other 60% is bought.
Yeah.
So how long have you been cosplaying? And is there like a certain type of routine that you usually do when you're putting everything together?
Yeah, I've been cosplaying for about 8 years now. I started cosplaying like my freshman year of college, pretty much. And my first cosplay was Korra from The Legend of Korra.
Yes, I love
Yes,
her.
I love her. And I didn't really know anything about cosplay before that. My friend was just like, yeah, people dress up as their favorite characters and they go to conventions. And I was like so mind blown. Because I'm from like the Eastern Shore of Maryland. So there like weren't any conventions there. But once I like came over to like the DC area, there were so many conventions here. And it really like opened up my eyes and like made me like want to do cosplay. And so I was like super excited. So I was like, I want to do all the cosplays. And so my mom, she helped me sew because I didn't know how to sew. And she like helped me like with crocheting parts of my cosplay. And it was just like such a nice feeling. I went to the con and everyone was so nice and they were all like complimenting my costume. And it was just like a really positive first convention experience. And yeah, ever since then, I've just done like a little mix of buying and making my costumes because like I work, a couple of jobs. I don't have all the free time in the world. And I think like the most important part is really just figuring out like what's more important. Do I want to like have a costume done by a certain time for a certain convention so I can wear it with friends? Or do I want to take my time with it and, make it exactly how I want to make it? Maybe that costume isn't actually available to buy, so I have to make it. Yeah, I think a lot of the time what I do is I'll thrift my costume. So I'll like go to the thrift store, I'll find like parts of a costume. Usually you can find like button-up shirts and like plain pants from thrift stores, especially if you're wearing like school uniform kind of stuff. And then you can like buy the rest off of someone else or like cheap. And then yeah, I'll put together costumes that way. Otherwise, I'll usually like make like a design like document kind of thing, and I'll like draw out what parts of a costume that I need to make. I'm still really not that good at sewing, so what I'll do is I'll like look at a costume and I'll say, okay, this shape looks kind of like this kind of shirt or this dress, so I'll get like that kind of item from a thrift store, and then I'll cut up the shirt or dress or whatever, and then I'll use it to make a pattern, and then like I'll use that with the fabric that I buy. So like I still don't have like an exact like method of doing cosplay in the best way, but I do it like the way that's best for me, which I think is the most important part, honestly, is like figuring out what works for you, effort-wise, time-wise, and money-wise, because it is an incredibly expensive hobby. Like it is just super expensive, and people try to act like it's not, but it really is.
Even just buying is expensive, let alone making it. And like some people are like, oh, you should learn how to sew because it'll be cheaper. I'm like, I don't know how. So that's like at least lessons, or that's a bunch of trial and error and fabric. And my time is money too. So.
Exactly. Anybody got time for that?
Yeah, like teaching yourself, like, yeah, people can say, oh, yeah, you should just teach yourself. Like, I'm self-taught. Well, yeah, that might be because you have the resources and time to teach yourself. And you might have access to people who might be able to, like, give you a hand with that. But, like, some people don't have the time because, like, they might work a 9 to 5 job and the little time that they have for the rest of the day is, like, for themselves to relax. And, like, yeah, so that's why I think that. Buying cosplay, making cosplay, it's all cosplay nonetheless. And like, no one should be shamed for doing anything either way. And I think that's why secondhand cosplay is so awesome because so many people make costumes and then they don't wear them again, which is really, really sad because it's like you put all of that effort that's
Effort
like
into
making
it,
into it. Yeah. So, like, the fact that these costumes can like have a new life. And be worn by somebody else is really, really cool to me. And I always like look on Instagram on Lumika's Insta, and people will tag us and be like, oh my gosh, like I'm so excited. I finally get to do my dream costume because I bought it off of Lumika. And I'm just like, I
That's
did
so
that.
sweet.
I did
Big wins, big wins.
that. Yeah, so it just makes me happy. And like I want to make like cosplay just like more of a sustainable hobby and helping the earth to be less filled with like pollution. And if I can do that in my small way of like helping the cosplay community to recycle, reuse, recosplay, whatever, then I think that that's like what I want to do.
I know
I
that's
love
right. I love
that.
that. Especially with like fast fashion and how, and like I'm an Amazon shopper too, but it's like I try not to do it as much, you know, especially when you're trying to do something, you're like, oh, let me get this off of Amazon real quick. But now it's like, no, I can go to Lumika and get my cosplay. So
yeah. I know that's right. I love to see it.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing and resourceful. Absolutely. And we talked about all the creative ways that you learned how to make your own cosplays. What do you think your favorite cosplay was?
My favorite cosplay, it's hard to pick one, I feel like, but I really enjoyed cosplaying Marina from Splatoon 2.
I love Splatoon.
Yes, I'm a huge Splatoon fan. I'm planning on doing Fry and Shiver with my girlfriend. We're going to be...
Oh my gosh, so cute.
Yeah, I just loved cosplaying her. So it was like, maybe this is a little dramatic, but so I'm a huge Nintendo fan. And when I saw the trailer for Splatoon 2, like I got kind of teary-eyed because I was like, Marina is a character that looks like me. Like that's representation in a Nintendo game that I feel like we haven't really gotten. And I just like got so emotional. And I was like, I'm gonna make that cosplay before the game even comes out. And I worked on the costume before Otakon and I made it. And people had like such a great reception to it. And it was just really nice to like feel like, yeah, I mean, certainly there are those people who are out there like, oh yeah, you're perfect because you're the perfect skin color, whatever. But I was just like happy because I was like, I can finally cosplay a character that is like representative of me. And she's just like a cute girl in a video game. And it was just like really nice. And I learned how to work with stretch fabric when I was working on that cosplay. And yeah, it was just like a new experience for me. I think that was like one of my first cosplays that went quote unquote viral, which, you know, it was fun at first. And I was like, yay, people are recognizing my work on this costume. But then you also get like the trolls and like people being negative about a costume. Like, oh, you're not perfect for this costume. You don't have the right body type or blah, 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 blah. But, you know, I learned a lot from that and like creating boundaries with my social media and like people who are my audience, content creation wise. So, yeah, the cosplay taught me a lot of things, but I really enjoyed cosplaying her for sure.
I'm glad that you did that. People are so weird towards like Black cosplayers in general on the internet. If you weren't cosplaying somebody Black, then it would have been, you're too Black for that. If it's not this, it's that. And also, like, none of these people are weird, like, or even real. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, we're all people in fake swords and costumes.
Literally.
Like, we're all nerds. Like, right? What are you doing?
Me down.
Yeah, why are we being weird here?
Nobody likes us, so why are you doing this?
Also, like, a lot of the people who comment on cosplayer stuff usually probably doesn't even have the confidence.
No, they don't.
Themselves. Yeah. Also, Marina is fucking cool. Like, if you guys don't know who Marina is, like, a lot of the people in Splatoon look like squids, but yeah, Marina looks like she has like an octopus.
She's doing.
And it kind of makes it look like her tentacles look like her hair. Like, she's just so adorable.
Yeah,
like,
she's so cute. I love Marina. Yeah, and no, someone did say, you're not dark enough for this costume. And I was like,
you're not dark
enough. Now I'm not Black enough.
Like, we ride at dawn. We ride at dawn.
Also, I'm gonna need like the racists to get some new materials because like calling a Black person the N-word version of the character, I'm like, at least step it up. If you're gonna be offensive, step it up.
Yeah.
That happened to me at Anime NYC a couple of years ago. Someone was like, oh my God. Yeah, they were like, well, they didn't say the N-word, but they were like, oh my God, it's Black Deku. I was like, but I'm just Deku though. Why am I Black Deku?
I'm a Deku, a black guy.
It's crazy because I've never experienced anything like that at Anime NYC, but like I also feel like people get a little too bold and like that's really wild. Like I think I would have to throw it down. Like, are you kidding me right now?
I feel like he didn't think that I heard him because I was just like walking by and he was like talking to his friend and I was like, you were loud enough for me to hear it though.
Okay.
Yeah. And some people don't have like
say that.
I don't
know the reason.
I don't know. Some people don't have negative intentions with it. They don't realize they're being like offensive because my first Otakon, the one where I cosplayed Korra, the second day I was cosplaying Nico from Love Live. And someone was like, oh my gosh, you're such an adorable Black Nico. And I was at that time, I didn't really understand like the implications of that. I was just like, oh my gosh, thank you. Mm-hmm. But then later on, I was like, that was kind of weird.
That's kind of racist.
Because you wouldn't call the white person the white version. And this is a whole, like,
and then
most anime characters are Japanese, y'all do know that, right?
Right. So it's like, do you say, oh my gosh, what a cute white Nico you are? I don't think you do.
I don't think you do. Right. I don't think you do.
I feel like white people, I think white people center themselves so much that they get in other people's media and think that they are also centered. Which they are in anime a lot. I mean, just the white aesthetic, I guess you can say, but that's never really the case often. And if it's true, if that is the case, y'all know that the character is white.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll know when it's an American.
They make sure you know.
Yeah, they're not shy about it. That's hilarious. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. But moving on to better things, what do you hope to get out of Lunca?
I honestly just feel like I want more people to feel comfortable with wearing cosplays for a second time, even if that's just like spreading awareness that like, hey, it's okay to wear your costumes more than once. Because I feel like you mentioned with like fast fashion, I mean, that problem is prevalent in the cosplay community too, is like everybody wants to be the hot new waifu of the season. Everybody wants to do it, the costume, the fastest and the best. And so I just want to like encourage people to slow down and cosplay the things that you actually like want to cosplay and enjoy it. Don't feel like you need to content create just for numbers, because I know it's really easy to like get caught up with that, but like we're nerds in costumes, like we said, and if you're not having fun in the costume that you're wearing, then you're probably going to be miserable, especially for costumes that require like a lot of parts or that it's really expensive. And
or
like
they're cheap polyester.
right. And there's gonna be 100,000 your forgers at the next convention you're at, but if you're cosplaying her and you're feeling good and confident and having fun with your friends, then what does it matter, you know? So I just like, yeah, I want to make cosplay more sustainable. I want to like spread the word that like, yeah, we can re-cosplay, and just like help more cosplayers to have access to cosplay, because like I said, it's really expensive, but buying secondhand, you can often get a lot of these costumes on Lumika for like 50% off of what they were probably sold on like Doki Doki or like Cause Onsen or like those like Chinese like cosplay websites.
Yeah
you can get a huge discount by buying from someone who can just like ship it to you from within the US.
And it doesn't take like 6 weeks.
Yeah look, the costume that I bought a couple of months ago from Doki Doki took like 8 months to get to me, and like by that time, like, yeah, I still wanted to cosplay the character, but maybe not as much as I did.
It came and went now.
Right.
Okay. Or you gotta pay hella for like expedited shipping. I can't explain like the anxiety I had when I was trying to buy cosplays for DreamCon last year, and I was waiting in the mail hoping that there wasn't any type of delay or like crazy weather, so everything could come on time. Like that would just remove a lot of the hassle for a lot of people, so I think that's awesome.
Yeah, and you know that there are so many people within your community that are probably interested in cosplaying the same things. And like a lot of the time too, like cosplay isn't accessible like size-wise, especially on like, you know, the cosplay sale websites. But like if someone has like made a costume and they're plus size, then it makes it a lot more accessible for a plus size cosplayer to like buy that costume secondhand. So yeah, making it accessible all around.
I love that.
You too.
So what I wanted to ask you is, how do you feel about content creation, community, and networking? And how do you stay original and true to yourself amongst all that?
Yeah, I think I like mentioned it a little bit before, but like content creation, I feel like it can burn you out really easily. Like you can get caught up in like trying to keep up with every trend and, you know, be the first one to do XYZ cosplay. But the best thing that I recommend for anybody who does content creation is just like have fun with it. Make the content that you would want to see, because I feel like that's where you really have like the most fun. and it comes across the most genuine. Because if you're cosplaying characters that you don't really care about, that, you know, you're just doing it because your followers wanted you to do it, like, I think it shows. And, like, you should be, like, making things that you enjoy. Like, I honestly mostly keep to myself in terms of, like, my content creation. Like, I don't really, like, get involved with, like, a lot of other, like, people in the community. But when I do, like, I always try to, like, keep it positive, doing, like, collabs and things like that. Like, those are the kinds of things that I feel like are really fun. And like networking, like going to conventions is so much fun when you see someone wearing like a costume from the same series. It's honestly magic. It's one of my favorite parts of going to conventions is just like meeting people who are into the same things as you. You get to like geek out about them, thirst over the same husbandos. Like that's always just the best. And staying like original and true to myself is just like doing what I want to do and not letting anybody really dictate what I'm going to create. Because at the end of the day, when I look back at this hobby in like 30, 50 years or whatever, I want to say like, yeah, I feel satisfied with everything that I did. I got to do what I wanted to do. I got to meet the people I wanted to meet and make the friends who were going to like support me along the way. Mm-hmm. And like, if I don't do that, then I'm honestly like wasting my time. And it's such like a geeky, nerdy hobby that it's like, it's hard not to find your people, but you also have to be intentional with it and finding those people who are going to be positive and like want to create positive content and good vibes with you too. So
absolutely.
Yeah. And I think that's all we can hope for, right? Like I think that a lot of us, as much as people like to say anime is mainstream and blah blah blah, it really isn't. Like,
it isn't. It's still really tiny. Honestly is.
It's so hard to find community where you're at. Like a lot of my friends don't watch anime or cosplay, to be honest. And although I don't call myself a cosplayer, like I do like to cosplay during cons because I feel like it makes it really festive and stuff. And seeing people in the same cosplay is really exciting. Or just seeing people who are dressing up as your favorite characters is really nice. And yeah, like you said, like that sense of community is really important. And I think you're doing a great job by, you know, nurturing that for the community in your own way.
Thank you. Yeah, I just feel like it's like cosplaying is can be like such an instant way to connect with other people because it's like a visual thing. So it's like I see you are cosplaying the same character or you're cosplaying from the thing that I really like. So let's talk. We automatically have something in common.
In common, yeah. Anything your audience should be looking for in the future? Any big plans that you have?
In terms of like stuff that I'm doing on my YouTube channel, I have like quite a few like vlogs and like makeup tutorials. And I honestly think that cosplayers need more black cosplayers specifically need more makeup tutorials. Like we just need to start creating more makeup tutorials as a black cosplay community. And so I want to do more of them and I'm hoping to make more on my channel, just like reviewing things, products that are good for our skin, supporting black brands, and then doing more vlogging, just like showing off the conventions that I'm going to, my adventures. I feel like I always like do a lot at cons and then, you know, the most that I document is like a Twitter thread or something or like lots of photos. So I'm just trying to do more like documenting just for myself. But if other people enjoy it, then I'm like, yeah, that's cool. And yeah, I've had like a few experiences where people have come up to me at like conventions and they're like, oh my gosh, I saw your XYZ cosplay on Instagram and like it inspired me to do this cosplay because, you know, I'm black and you're black and it's cool that you were able to do this cosplay. And that always just like really warms my heart. So I'm like, if I can make content that inspires just one person, then I've done my job. In terms of like big plans, the Lumico website is going to be getting some new features and we're doing some updates. I can't say exactly when that's going to happen yet, but it's in progress.
Be on the lookout.
Yeah, keep an eye out. Watch this space. Yeah, so all updates are on the Lumica Cosplay Twitter and the Lumica Instagram. So yeah, people can stay updated with us there.
Keep your eyeballs peeled, guys.
Yes, stick the eyelids up so y'all can watch out.
Tape them to your eyebrows.
Tape them.
Oh, this was really cool. You're so cool. You know,
very.
No, this was cool and very insightful too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had a lot of fun talking about it. I haven't had a chance to talk about Lumiko much outside of my own YouTube channel. So thank you for giving me a platform to just rant about cosplay things.
Of course. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. We got you.
Yeah, and best believe we will be preaching the good word of Lumika. Like, I love this. And I think I learned so much about cosplay in general. Talking to you, like, I've never even thought about all the conditions that you would need to, like, pick up a secondhand cosplay, or how this is having such a great impact on the environment and stuff like that. Like, those are things I never even thought about, and I definitely want other people to know as well, and share with others, like, what they've learned from listening, and share your website with other cosplayers. Like, I think this is really important and really cool, so I'm happy that you came on the show. Like, I think this was so nice. Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm really excited too. Like, I just love that we can come together as, like, Black women and just, like, talk about the really cool things that we're doing. So I love that you guys have this platform and the space. So
yes. Aww, and shout out to your friend for referring. Like, I don't know who your friend is, but tell them I love them because I love you.
That's really cool.
Give them the shout out.
We love to see it.
Well, that is a wrap. Thank you so much to our listeners for sticking in and tuning into Lumika with us. All of Lumika's and Fly Hinata's information will be in the description. So make sure you follow them and check them out. And we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.
And that's all that we have for you today. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to follow us on all our socials. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Anabaze Anime. You can even shoot us an email at anabazeanime@gmail.com. Again, thank you so much for listening. And remember to keep it sassy, messy, and weeby, just like we do. Simp included. Bye!